Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday, the 6th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. In those sermons, of course, we can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we're looking at Psalm 125 and just verse 2. It reads, "As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore." This is so important to the psalmist as he's on his pilgrimage to Jerusalem. He began his pilgrimage very conscious of the fact in Psalm 120 that he was surrounded by people of the world who didn't have his values, didn't worship Yahweh in the way that he did or wants to. And so he's going to Jerusalem to remind himself, as he worships at one of the great feasts, of who God is and that God is with him. And even though he lives in a dark and difficult world, that the Lord is with him. And so verse 1 of this Psalm, 125, he reminds himself, "Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever." And in that sense of forever, now the forevermore comes into verse 2. "As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore." The surrounding isn't only while he's in Jerusalem. The surrounding is always there. And so he's reminded that he can trust God, not just now, not while he's on his pilgrimage only, or not just while he's in Jerusalem, but he can trust that God is with him all the time. Jerusalem was geographically very high and was in a saucer with hills surrounding it, effectively. And the mountains reminded the pilgrims of God. They didn't replace God, but they reminded them of God. And our spiritual blessings as Christians should always point us back to God. A Christian is somebody who, rather like this image, is surrounded by God's blessings. We're in a saucer of God's blessings surrounding us. We're so lucky we've been not only given forgiveness of sins, but the gift of the Holy Spirit. We've been given the promise of eternal life. The Holy Spirit guarantees our inheritance. So it's the seal on us for the day of redemption. We have Christian fellowship. We have people to support us on the way in our pilgrimage to God. We have God's word. We have so many other things. Perhaps it might be an interesting thing exercise to take some time to write down our blessings. But these blessings should point us back to God. These blessings are not our relationship with God. Our relationship with God is independent of those blessings in the sense that they are more important. God is more important. These blessings point us back to him. The fellowship, church, these are all signs with an arrow pointing in a certain direction, and that direction is back to God. Indeed, we are safe. We are safe hiding with God. We're safe in God. As Psalm 34 says, "This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." I love that image. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. We have an angel. Indeed, in the Old Testament, sometimes the angel of the Lord really was another way of saying the Lord is with you. Psalm 46, verse 1. "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." Yes, it's God who is our refuge and strength, not our intellect, not our job, not our pension plan. He is our refuge. Psalm 139, verse 5, "You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me." And in John chapter 17, Jesus emphasizes that the Holy Spirit is with them and that God will protect his disciples. Indeed, Jesus emphasized that we should not be anxious. Indeed, we have no need to be anxious. In Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34, and he ends that section by encouraging his people, his followers, not to worry. Verse 34, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Let's not be troubled today. Let's trust in the Lord. He surrounds us. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 3. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.